Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. We're heading into an exciting weekend in art. It's the Park Point Art Fair, and KUMD is the official radio station of the festival. Park Point Art Fair has been going for more than 40 years, and each year the juried fair chooses 120 artists and then also gives out awards in each medium. Last year's award winners are nearly all returning for the fair, including fiber artist Natalia Walbridge. You have a whole line of work that you do under the name Doc Five.
That's right. For the most part, I make canvas messenger bags, and I'm actually doing a special printing process on those with my original artwork, and the print process is actually a bleach print, so it's permanently part of the fabric once I'm finished. And then as another way for people to be able to have a piece of my artwork, I'm also making bandanas in two different styles. One is a print with the Duluth Aerial Lift Bridge, and the other one is a map of the Minnesota State Parks.
Tell us just a little bit about your process. Which came first? Was it the art and printing on fabric, or was it the sewing?
My original inspiration really comes from my background as a fashion designer, and even more specifically, my early days when I first started my career. I worked for a leather handbag designer in San Francisco, and that's where I learned how to sew and even make patterns to design bags and all of that. And meanwhile, I've also developed a portfolio of graphic designs and illustrations, and I wanted to figure out a way to combine the artwork with a functional bag so that people could have a way to use the art in an everyday way.
Do you think of yourself as a designer or an artist?
Well, I think of myself more of an artist these days, because I do run Doc Five as a business, so I guess I'm an artist entrepreneur. But because I'm really focused on the original artwork being what makes my bags and my bandanas special, I really see the artwork as the main driver. And another part that makes me feel like an artist is that I mostly sell at art fairs throughout Minnesota, and just being a part of that community where everybody is making and selling their own creative inventions is a whole different world from the world of fashion that I came from.
One of the things that I love about your work is the maps inside the bags and the map of the state parks. Talk about how have you been inspired by that?
I am lucky enough that I live on Park Point, and I'm actually on the bay side. So I have beautiful views of Herding Island, which is a wildlife area. So it's got all kinds of different animals and birds that I see every day. But then also just across the water, of course, is all the shipping and the grain elevators and all of that industry. And so I'm really aware in an everyday kind of way of that blend of both industry and nature that makes the Twin Ports so special. I think it's such an amazing place to live. And so I want to share that through my artwork. And I've found that so many other people appreciate and connect with many of those same things. The Lift Bridge messenger bags have a map print fabric on the lining, and it's a really cool vintage map that even shows how many days it takes by steamship to get from one place to another. And then actually the other half of my collection is more nature inspired, and those bags have a really beautiful fabric that has an entomology print that's kind of a botanical, but I love that it has a lot of scientific details of the different insects. And so it goes perfectly with my chickadees on the outside of the bag, and I love how the linings and the artwork kind of pull together for a whole story.
Duluth artist Natalia Walbridge and many other artists will all be at the Park Point Art Fair this weekend, happening Saturday and Sunday, June 23rd and 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.